is something Lakers can do, Stephen. They when these guys get worked up, sometimes there's a few of the players out there that sure have a tough time keeping it in control.
And especially we started this time, especially against that rival, it takes that one, it takes the one player on the other team to say something. You're gonna let them feel it.
You go from fourth and three. Now you got a fourth and 13.
Yep, Lakers kick and got a hand on it. Axe.
And we are running her down the sidelines. Number three on the return, Corbin Legault.
And Badak's defensive line gets great pressure, gets up there, blocks that punt. Corbin Legault picks it up. Great starting field position for Badak's.
Took it down the left sideline, picked up about eight more yards. And it'll be a first and 10 for the Hatchets.
We are starting in Laker territory. First time one of the teams have started in opposing territory so far this game, too. We'll see if Badak's can take advantage here.
Well, you can see Badak's Hatches just did what the Lakers have been doing on the defensive line, busted through.
Yep.
Hatches just did the same thing to the Lakers kick team. I think half of the defense made it 5 yards deep before the ball was even kicked. One of the Badak's defenders got their hands on it. And it was taken by Legault about 8 yards down. 24 with the carry. Parteka with the carry.
And we have a quick sweep to Parteka. Now Parteka
is,
you know how Owen Gage and Badak's did the co-op.
Wrapped up by Wisner about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and Wisner just kind of rode him like a horse all the way to the ground.
Now, and Andrew Parteka, he's one of the boys that came over from Owen Gage and the Owen Gage Badak's co-op together, so he is one of the Owen Gage boys. And he's been a great runner so far this season for Badak's.
And you mentioned that's something that maybe our listeners don't know about is the Owen Gage football team. They made an agreement with Badak's to now play over with the Badak's Hatchets. So here we go, second and 14 for the Hatchets. Takes it out of the shotgun. That's Vinny Blackstock. Breaks off the left side. He's got some wheels, makes a few cuts. And Blackstock's picks up some good yardage there.
And Blackstock
tackled by number 20, Logan Collison Russell.
And Blackstock goes around the left side. He was dead in the water. He makes one move, picks up another six, if not more yards, and makes this a third manageable now for Badak's.
So 6:50 to go here in our second quarter as our game clock comes back on. That's going to be a third down and seven. Again, Blackstock out of the shotgun. Standing on about the 41-yard line of the Lakers. Now this one goes right directly to number three, Corbin Legault. Snap to the hands of Legault off the right side, and Legault carries it wide out for a nice pickup for the Hatchets.
We see some more flags in the field after that. Great Legault runner on the right side. I'm thinking he might be coming back, though, Kurt.
Kretschmer in on the tackle on the wide side. So Legault took the snap out of the shotgun, ran wide to the right, around the Lakers' left side defensive end and got it out to the sideline, and the flag started to fly.
Yep. We've seen a
tripping is the call.
Yep, and we've seen both Legault and Blackstock back that quarterback for the Hatchets, and both doing direct snaps and both seeing which one of these two guys can get some more offense running, get some more yards going for the Hatchets. But these penalties keep killing the Hatchets, and they're in great field position. Now they're back on their side of the field.
Stephen, we talked at the pregame. This is two, we believed anyways before. I didn't get to see Badak's, but we're looking at the numbers on paper. We believed two very evenly matched teams. It's like been a mirror image, both teams
absolutely.
Watching this game so far. You could switch jerseys and you would still see the same game. So this is going to be a third down on the 50-yard line, a third down and 20 for the Hatchets, as we've got a whistle from our officials.
Looks like we have an issue with coaches over in Badak's. Not sure what the issue was there, Kurt. There was something.
Well, looks like we're good to go. As the Coach Polkley over there saw something. Legault takes it out of the shotgun down the right sideline, evades a couple tacklers, and gets it deep. Almost breaks it away for Hatchet touchdown, but taken down by the Lakers right around the 15-yard line.
Yeah, I tell you, Legault goes around the right
Mason
side.
Mason Williams in on the tackle.
And Legault does not get touched for the first probably 15, 20 yards of that run right down the sideline. A huge play for the Hatchets. Huge play for the Hatchets to set them up in great field position now.
It's the same play we've seen, snap to LeGault, snap to LeGault, ran to the same location.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no surprise play here.
The Lakers defense just was not ready for it that time.
So first and 10 for the Hatchets with the ball on the 16-yard line. Let's do the same play now to the left side. Only LeGault now cuts it up the middle.
Yep, LeGault around the left side that time. I think Lakers was ready for that one. A few yard pickup for LeGault after the direct snap.
62, Peyton Kinney on the tackle for the Lakers. The interior line along with number 76, Luke Braun. 5:38 to go here in the second quarter. Bring down a second down and 8 to go for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
And this whole drive basically had been ran by LeGault, and finally Blackstock is coming back on the field now for Bad Axe.
So they'll bring a second down and 8. On the 14-yard line of the Lakers, Hatchets with the ball. Out of the shotgun.
I have a timeout. I think we might have a timeout
Black
here.
Blackstock looking for the snap.
Yep.
And we've got some whistles on the field. Let's see what the call is. It looks like a timeout called for the Bad Axe Hatchets. If you're just joining us, we've got 5:11 to go here in the second quarter. Hatchets with the ball. They're knocking on the door on the Laker 14-yard line. 0-0. We have no score in the ball game.
I mean, like I said, we talked about this in pregame so far. Evenly matched teams, I don't think that you can get any more evenly matched than 0-0 with 5 minutes left in this first half.
Well, and, you know, we're finally seeing the ball past the 30-yard marker.
Yes.
You know,
this first time tonight.
The whole game we have been calling tonight is pretty much between the 30 and the 30. And, I mean, you could hold up. One team could play into a mirror. This is what it's been like. Both of these teams very evenly matched. What a beautiful night. If you're just joining us, this is Cruise 102.1 FM, also broadcasting live on the World Wide Web on thumbnet.net. And we are also live on your Pixelot. You go to Laker Tailgate Zone on Facebook. It'll show you how to watch the game also on the Internet.
And one thing I'm noticing so far here, at least on this drive, is this Laker defense, they might be loosening up a little bit. Bad Axe is, you know, we had said we had not had any big runs yet by Bad Axe. They break off a 20-plus yarder. They are starting to get some bigger chunks on offense, and that Laker defense might be loosening up a little bit.
Well, for the first time tonight, we're going to see a different play come up now for the Hatchets. Blackstock out of the shotgun. They're going to split with two receivers, both sides. Blackstock takes the ball right up the middle as basically they split everybody out and send a receiver in motion. Only for a little bit of a deception.
Now that's going to be one of those run-pass options. You know, they had four receivers. If Blackstock did not like what he see, tuck in, run, that's what he did. And he got met up the middle right away, about no gain. We have a third and long now for
Hatchets. He met Blake Smithers right there at the line. And that's going to bring up a third down and 8 for the Bad Axe Hatchets on the Laker 12-yard line.
And you have to applaud the Laker secondary there for good coverage in the receivers, making Blackstock have to tuck and run.
4:25 to go here in the second quarter. Out of the shotgun, Blackstock. Number 7, Meinhold, goes in motion.
And Blackstock decides to throw at that time complete. We have number 40, we have Jake McPhee on that catch. First and goal Hatchets. A great, great throw by Blackstock there. He throws it out for the defender, can get it, only throws it up to where McPhee can get it. Catch, great play by the
first
Hatchets
times
there.
We saw the hands of Jake McPhee here tonight,
yes.
Right down the middle. And that'll bring up a first down for the Hatchets, first down and 3. And as it is first and goal for Bad Axe.
And those kind of throws are exactly what Blackstock brings to the table, a wonderful throw there by Blackstock.
Again, Blackstock takes it out of the shotgun. Looks off to the left side.
And
a Bad Axe Hatchets touchdown with 3:44 to go here in the second quarter. Hatchets are the first to score.
Blackstock calls his own number, punches in the end zone, first score of the game.
And we've got a Laker player down on the 3-yard line. So our players will take a knee. It looks like Dubes is down here for the Lakers. 3:44 to go here in the second quarter. Kurt Damrow and Steven Kaczynski bringing you all the action tonight from Laker Field with the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Well, it turned into a beautiful night, Stephen. Absolutely. We started out, what, a little hour and a half ago. It was raining. It almost looked like it was going to snow. 60 degrees out. It